is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:01 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to hang out with us here. 713-780-3776. Oh, my gosh. Ben, Clay Travis did a... in his mailbag? Is it possible that Deshaun Watson demanded a trade earlier this year thinking if he moved, the lawsuits wouldn't follow him? He couldn't possibly be that dumb. Still, no, he couldn't possibly... That was...
What did Clay Travis say about that?
No, he said no. It was about them not the hire the general manager and the coach and all that stuff.
So he gave a real answer?
He gave a real answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Then he talks about Deshaun and not – listen, Deshaun not – his – that Scott Gaffield, was that his name? From the sports – yeah, from his agency.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Scott Gaffield, I believe it was the name it was. That initial encounter with Tony Busby really laid the groundwork for the destruction of Deshaun. Them not taking this seriously, them not doing their due diligence. If Deshaun lied to them, then it's on Deshaun. If Deshaun's trying to save some money, I'm not giving her $100. Them not countering with any kind of an offer. And Deshaun coming out immediately, I want to clear my good name. This is all bull. This is an agent that's looking for publicity. That's one of the worst miscalculations in sports history. Honestly, this is, I don't know. Can we think of somebody who miscalculated as badly as this is? The amount of money that Deshaun is going to lose through all of his endorsements, how much he's going to pay, how much more he's going to pay Rusty and the victims, how much he could possibly lose in fines, how much he could possibly lose in suspensions.
There needs to be an account of the timeline and who was responsible for what. Did Deshaun never tell the truth to his people? Because did they bring this to him, and does he make it known that, well, maybe he's saying I didn't do anything wrong, but there could be potentially more massage therapists or non-therapists who I asked for massages come to the forefront. Because if they thought it was a one-time incident, they may just brush it aside and go, you know what, money grab, quote-unquote money grab, we're not giving you anything. But when every therapist in Houston decides, yeah, I had an interaction with him, I can't believe his people foresaw this many encounters.
No.
I don't think he told them the truth.
No, I don't think he told them the truth either.
Because if it's one, you go, nah.
Well, is it possible that Deshaun didn't think he did anything wrong?
That's the other thing. We don't know where he is and what his mindset is. Because if he had an encounter and a woman said, hey, I don't like that this is occurring, stop. And if it's alleged that he did not listen, there could be he very well could believe that he didn't do anything wrong and he just kept going. Whether it be a compulsion or an addiction, I don't know. That'll be something, assuming when he gets into his apology tour, whether he's found to have done anything wrong or not. When that apology tour takes place, I'm sure a therapist's name will be mentioned. And he'll say, I've talked to people, I've gotten help, and it turns out I have this as an issue.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's a real – I think that today's NFL player – because I've heard from another one that said, this is how we get girls now. We go on Instagram.
Well, that's one thing. But you're not signing a contract, but there's a business interaction taking place allegedly.
But Deshaun thinks how could they not want me? I mean, this is some of them didn't, you know what? But that's no big deal.
If you're looking to go through Instagram to find someone to have a night with or a couple nights, whatever, sure, as long as it's consensual, no problem there. But you're entering into a business agreement. And the implication, at least with the 22 or now 23 women who have filed suit, the implication was that this is just a business agreement. This isn't your chance to meet me and maybe have a night with me. If that was the case, you approach me differently. You don't approach me saying, hey, I'd like to pay you for your services to give me a massage. There's nothing wrong with using Instagram. But don't
you're
make it a business
thing.
Courting?
No. That's not an old courting tactic?
Wait a minute. You just swipe right. That's courting.
Fine,
today.
That's courting, but don't make
that's
it.
That's courting today.
Fine. Look at him. Look at him. But don't make it a business interaction. Stop doing what you're doing, off camera. Stop doing that.
What? Can you stop doing that?
Look at him, John. Look what he's doing. That is not courting. Stop talking off mic. No, look at his towel.
Stop doing that.
Look, you can use Instagram for courting, but this ain't courting. Okay. It's allegedly a massage for your tight muscles.
Right now,
muscles.
I'm in a D-block, okay? That's D-blocking, okay?
Godly. Gosh.
I was hoping maybe we could date.
Can you stop?
That's not a
we
date.
We start off with a massage.
That's not how you start.
From there, maybe we go out some other time.
And even if you're not looking for a date, don't ask for the massage and pretend like it's a business arrangement.
That's how he courts. That's what he does.
That's his thing.
Well, it's more of a hunt than it is a courting.
Yeah, if this is what he's into, it's not. He's not courting anyone.
No, but he might have thought he didn't. You know, no. There's nothing. Either he badly miscalculated or he.
How many times did he badly miscalculate?
He's just blind to his own problem, to his own alleged.
And I believe that will be the tact he takes. Look, I entered into some things, and I really wasn't aware of what I was doing. This is not me. But I'm working on my problems.
And you know what? That actually could be accurate.
Yeah.
It could be. In his mind, he probably thinks, how often do you think Deshaun has been turned down? Deshaun's a good-looking guy, good personality.
Money.
There's money now.
Fame, all those things.
Power, fame. Yeah, he's a famous guy. Deshaun probably doesn't hear no a whole lot. Now, he had a girlfriend, so you could also say, well, he's stepping out all these times. But this wasn't about having a new girlfriend for him. It was just about an experience.
Yeah. No, it was about a...
But he's used to just thinking, why would you not want, like, everyone wants me.
Yeah.
We've all known guys, you know, guys like that, who have been like that, who think they're... who've had yes told to them all the time. Deshaun probably has had yes told to him. And I guarantee you he's had yes told to him. Rusty admitted it. The consensual stuff, that's yes happening.
Yeah.
And I guarantee it's some of the same stuff has happened, and it turned into a yes. And some of those girls probably knew who he was, and maybe they did like it. The other ones are telling you, no. We knew who he was, and we didn't like it.
No, I think there's going to be the penalty. There's going to be the settlement phase of this. Them seeing it, them accidentally touching it, him moving. I don't know. I don't want to talk about what their pain and suffering is, but I'm sure if it gets to trial, pain and suffering for that, it's not going to be. Everybody's saying this is going to be millions of dollars, whatever. No, I just. Listen, when you have an accident or there's an accident at your work, you lose a toe, it's worth so much. You lose an eye, it's worth so much. You lose an arm, it's worth so much. This thing is going to be he moved and you accidentally touched it, or he exposed himself, or whatever, and he moved your hand.
Okay,
there's going to be a number, and it's not going to be extensive.
100,000, right, was the starting point for
Ashley. But that was the starting point.
And it was willing to go
lower. Which means it's less.
It's gone up. You know why? Because Ashley ended up coming forward, putting her name to this because they were pressured to. Have you seen her Instagram page? Have you seen the death threats? Pain and suffering.
Yeah,
that is going to be a lot. I'm telling you now.
Listen, I know that doesn't help any.
Her number is going to go to 250K plus now. Guarantee you. That's pain and suffering. Everyone making those comments, all you're doing is making Deshaun's numbers go up and up and up.
Congratulations. What you're trying to do,
because you've now just proven their point, is that this is pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Look at death threats, all that stuff. Oh, go to the YouTube comments on the Channel 2 YouTube video that they had of the press conference. Go read the stuff that they're saying. You have now made it harder on Deshaun Watson.
That is true.
I'd use that if I were
Tony Busby. Absolutely. That is true. And their life has been. But it was their, well, it was coming out and pressing charges. They're claiming, pain and suffering before any of this, though.
Right.
Before any of this stuff happened.
But this is now adding to it.
You may be right about that. But the starting point was $100,000. And it would have been lower. It would have been, if they countered with something lower, they could have absolutely got something lower. They didn't. And again, a huge miscalculation by Team Deshaun. 10-12 ESPN 97. But you want to talk about a bad client? Deshaun is a terrible client. I can't see how if he was honest with everybody. Oh, there's going to be about 40 girls coming forward that say I got massages from them. If he'd have said that, I don't see any lawyer that would have said, what? Now what now? Oh, my goodness. Let's keep this under wraps. 1012 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound.
Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. So, Bob wants to talk about this Deshaun thing. Let's get him in. What do you say, Bob?
Hey there, guys. I think this is going to end up costing more than just basic money. They're going to be able to show that this is predatory, the number of people. And I think you had mentioned earlier about how it's the chase. He likes the chase. There are places where if he wants to get his rocks off with a massage therapist that'll give him things, there's places to find that kind of massage therapist, and it's really easy. You can get any of them that you want and do whatever you want. I found out the hard way. My girlfriend was a licensed massage therapist, and I found out that she was doing things with clients. And then I found out how she made appointments and the website, how it all worked, and it was... If you want that, you can find it. But in this case, they're going to be able to show that he's chasing people that don't advertise for that, and it's the thrill of the hunt, and it's predatory because there's 23 people that have come forward. How many haven't? So
yeah, no. Absolutely. That is absolutely going to be part. There the tendency, and so it makes it more and more believable. This is not going. Deshaun's got to get this behind him. He has got to work as hard as his team has to work as hard as he can to get this done, to get the settlements done, which would possibly drop the criminal charges that some of the women have put forward. And it also would enable him to play football again, which is his moneymaker. Because as long as this is going on, I have a feeling the NFL is not going to want him on a football field. So the quicker this gets done, and if this goes to trial, like we talked about, Antonio Brown still isn't at trial, right? His sexual assault?
No, I don't believe so.
No, and that's a civil case. These things could take especially 22 of them that you're putting together, but they're still going to be individuals, but you're putting them all together now for all motions right now. I mean, you want to talk about a long, drawn-out process. Deshaun can't afford it. First of all, he can't afford the lawyer bills, which Rusty says he has five guys, all five of them and Rusty investigating 22 women and their sexual habits. You know how much time that's going to be? You know how many billable hours that is? Holy crap. That is going to be, forget Deshaun, settle now. You'll save a bundle. Settle now.
Rusty's like, shh.
Yeah.
Stop, John. Stop giving him that advice.
I think somebody said, maybe it was Florio, that, oh, no, no, maybe it was after the show we were talking. Rusty settles, and he settles, he did Deshaun a favor.
I know.
It doesn't become public record. He gets him out of all of these. Possibly they lose the criminal. They signed non-disclosure NDAs, agreements. Yeah. They drop criminal charges. When you have a bad client like this, getting him to spend a lot of money in making it go away is a win. It's going to be a win for him. So, you know, this is Rusty's going to claim, are you kidding me? I kicked ass in this deal because this was a loser from the start. This was a huge loser. So if he can get it done in enough time, quickly enough, that Deshaun can get to playing, that Deshaun can keep it quiet, no more public knowledge about his habits, alleged habits, then it's going to be a huge win for Rusty. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here and hang with us on ESPN 97.5. The occasional golf invitational, we still got bids. You got 40 minutes or so to still bid on playing golf with me on April 28th, Wednesday. The bid is at $1,200 right now, owned by Patrick Chastang. If you would like to get in here, you are more than welcome to make a bid of more than $1,200. I mean, that's a cheap price. You know how much my friends spend on me with, like, suites and private jets?
Is that on you, or you just happen to be there?
Well, I just happen to be there.
Yeah, they're not buying you things.
No. But, I mean, it seems like it to me.
I'm sure. You feel like a princess.
Well, I just feel like, yeah, this is the way it should be. Okay?
So are you Chad
America's guest.
Are you Chad Sugar Baby?
No. No. I have more rich friends. No, you just keep going to the Chad card.
You could be multiple people's sugar babies. That's just the only one I know.
No, I'm not a sugar baby. One guy says getting wasted with JG is one of my life goals.
Well, step up then. The bid's at what, $1,200 now?
Yeah. Patrick Come on, Chastain. Lower Keys, shallow sport owners club.
Yeah, if you want to fulfill one of those goals, outbid Patrick Chastain. It's at $1,200 right now.
If that's a goal of yours, hey, a goal costs you $1,300.
Oh, it's in increments of 100?
At least.
Okay.
We're not going to take $1,201.
Why not? It's not Price Is Right. So, yeah, if you would like to fulfill one of your life's goals, a weird one, though it may be, $1,300 gets that done. You and two of your other buddies can hang out with John, play some golf, get wasted. I'm sure he'll say something he shouldn't, and you'll be able to remember that for all time.
Yeah. So let's go, JG. Oh, Art wants to get in on that too. Art, put up 13-bit hundy. Art, let's go. Yeah.
And if you decide that that's not what you want to do, you can also go to our website, ESPN975.com, and put in a bid. Not even a bid. Just buy a couple spots for you and your buddies. It doesn't have to be with John. I think it's you can find a cheaper way to do it if you want to hang out, play some golf. You'll probably see John out there. Mm-hmm. Like before the tournament, he'll do a show. You can say, hey, John, how you doing? I'm going out there to play. Like all those other guys, hey, John, I'm going to be out there today. Okay, guys, we get it. You're here to play golf.
Yeah.
It's the same thing every time I'm out there. Hey, John. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
You don't need that in your life.
Yeah, we're trying to do a show here. Thanks, guys.
Hey, you don't need that at all in your life.
Yeah, but it's
for... Well, we'll be sitting there and guys will come up.
Yeah. And you'll get it. John, we got a segment to go.
Well, but if they have Coors Lights in their hand, then we're
welcome. Yeah, I'm sure. ESPN 975 is the website for that. It's benefiting Kids Meals Houston, so that's really cool. Thank you for anyone who wants to join up. It's for a good cause. It's not for Eyelids for Kids. That's not being helped today.
Eyelids for Kids is not a real thing. Don't give money to Lance.
No, that's bad.
Yes. That is not what we're doing
here. And we just got an update on the line. It was from Courtney. She sent us something. Where was it? Here it is. Uberito Memorial Drive in Kirkwood is going to be the lunch sponsor for the occasional invitational golf tournament. They're raffling off two free spots to play in the tournament. Just go by there, put your business card or name in the raffle box. Registration ends April 20th. the Uberito Memorial in Kirkwood. Go there, get some good food for lunch or whenever, and you get a shot. Put your business card in there. They're going to raffle off for two free spots.
Today from 4 to 7 on ESPN 97.5, we will be auctioning off a foursome to play with Juggalo Trey.
What?
At the 2021 Occasional Invitational.
Where do you see that?
It's the Blitz has tweeted this out.
And
two buddies will be able to bid on Trey joining you on the golf course today as we broadcast live from Madison's in Beaumont.
Trey better make more than you.
If people pay more to play with Trey.
Come on,
Trey. I would pay more to play with Trey than me.
I would. If I cared about this sort of thing, I would too.
Yeah.
I don't know if Trey's going to actually golf because that might make your round a forever thing. I'm not sure. But just having Trey stand out there, you guys will enjoy it. You can ask Trey questions. He'll answer them, particularly about NASCAR. If you're a NASCAR fan and you play golf, Trey's your guy for that tournament. Just ask him questions.
Oh, my God. Trey is like, no. What was it Dustin Hoffman's name in that movie?
I know.
Rain Man.
Rain Man.
Trey is Rain Man. Now, Trey does have he does have a touch of autism.
Yeah, he has talked about it. He is autistic. But Trey's good people. So if you want to hang out with Trey. And they're also, apparently the Blitz is auctioning off themselves too to play. So it's not just Trey. So if you decide you want to play with Fred and stuff, I guess you can do that too.
Fred's gonna play
too. I got a text from Aaron. He texted both of us.
Well, don't they have to do a show that day?
Before the show, I guess.
Their show was from 4 to 7.
Well, before the show, I guess. They can go out there and play before the show.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah. How about working, guys? How about we put in a work day?
I read it wrong. He emailed y'all online to promote us auctioning off Trey. So it's just Trey.
Yeah,
They're actually got a show.
I mean, I would definitely bid more for Trey than me.
Of course.
I mean, I love Trey.
He's unique. He's fun. I don't know what kind of
golfer Trey's going
to
be.
That's what I said. Maybe Trey doesn't play because you might be out there forever if Trey has to, you know, complete a hole.
But he's still going to be the best to ride around with. And he drinks, too.
And it'll be free too.
Yeah, it's all free. So you got to bid on Trey from 4 to 7 today. Let's do it.
That's the grand prize in my eyes.
That's the big prize.
Yeah.
Yeah. No question. That's the giant stuffed bear
that you never win
carnival
because the rims are always bent. But this time
the rims are straight.
Yeah. Just bid.
All you got to do is bid.
Yeah.
That's it. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. What about auctioning off a spot to play with Gilbert?
I don't know if Gilbert has offered himself for that.
Is there an auction for a date with Julia? Julia what? Oh, no.
No, we're not auctioning off interns.
No, and it's not Julia what?
No, John actually doesn't say that.
No, we're not doing that.
Can we start a hot bag of ass chant paying homage to the last golf event y'all did? I mean, will Wildcat allow that?
Yeah, you can say that a while.
Okay.
Hot bag of ass. Because we were out at a golf tournament and Lance dropped that
in front of elementary school kids.
On the little school girls.
Yeah, it wasn't great. To be fair to him, he didn't say it to them, but they were coming up and sitting down behind us and he said it. And they all heard and turned. They go, look.
Ooh, they all went.
What? That's what we're here for?
Wow. Wow, that's aggressive to say in front of little kids, Lance.
Mm-hmm. At a tournament that's supposed to help them.
Yeah, at a tournament that you know, we're trying to raise money for those little kids. Wow, that's very aggressive. 713-780-3776, bottom of the hour here on ESPN 97. One more segment and then News of the Weird, finishing up the week strong right here. Don't go anywhere.
97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1029 on ESPN 97.5. Your headlines from yesterday. No Astros or Rockets. We had the night off from both of their losing ways, which was nice not to have to watch both of them painfully. The Rockets get destroyed in the first half, only to come back and possibly cover in the second. But and the Astros just looking like a hot bag of dookie the whole night. Okay, not hitting, not pitching, no bullpen, nothing. We didn't have to watch that again. That was great. But they're both in action tonight. Astros at Seattle. And who they got? Oh, Kikuchi.
We just got confirmation that you will get to actually play with Trey. He will actually be swinging the clubs.
Trey does play.
At least he'll be playing on that day.
I just got to see that. I just don't see Trey, but okay. This is something I have to see.
Do you think Trey has golf attire? Will he be out there in jeans and some Converse?
No, he's going to have to wear golf attire.
At Wildcat, they make
you have to put some respect on it. Yeah.
Wildcat has rules about what you wear.
Put some respect on the game, Trey. Okay?
If
you're at a NASCAR event, wear NASCAR attire.
Have you seen Trey in a polo shirt before? A collared shirt before?
I haven't. Nothing but a t-shirt with some kind of silly
thing. Why don't you go out? You know what we can do for content? You take Trey on a golf shopping trip.
How about I just give him one of my golf shirts?
Is it going to fit?
I don't care.
I know you don't care.
I think it's more fun that way.
But how about for him?
I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about my own entertainment.
I know, but I think it would be great if Brandon follows you and Trey around as you walk him through what he should wear at a golf course.
Yeah,
him wearing one of your shirts that doesn't fit.
I can take him over to Wildcat and we can do some shopping. I don't know if they have big shirts like that he needs.
What?
He's a big guy.
Yeah, Wildcat doesn't cater to men of his size.
I imagine they do.
Yeah.
There are some places.
But you need to take him to Edwin Watts to get some golf balls.
Yeah.
Make it a whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm just spitting out ideas, Brandon. You follow John and Trey around on a shopping trip, excuse me.
Yeah.
Get him some spikes.
That would be fun.
Get him some spikes.
Nah, I'm not doing all that.
No?
Nah. I mean, Trey he doesn't, because he's going to use it this time.
But you may be bringing another young person to golf. Doesn't golf need to get younger?
I just don't see Trey as being a lifer. I just don't.
You don't know if you don't try.
Right. I just don't. I could tell. He doesn't seem to be the type.
What does that mean?
Well.
I'm not the type. I'm nothing like Trey, no. So why wouldn't he be the type?
Oh, look at my.
Talking all that noise. We had the setup since yesterday.
My archenemy is there. You didn't tell me he was coming today.
That's the point. He texted me last night and said, hey, I might be swinging by and not to tell.
Oh, Lance said this morning, Raul's coming. And I said, you're a liar.
Raul got with me yesterday.
It's like a showdown at OK Corral.
Yeah.
He's walking in here with his bag.
He's the guy in the white hat.
You got Vanilla's in there?
You're the black hat.
You got fries and milk.
Raul's from Cobos Q.
Fries? Did you pick up fries on the way?
From McDonald's.
My man Raul is here.
Look at that.
That's my guy.
Look at the tone. Okay? Look how the tone
has
changed.
That's my guy right there. All right.
By the way, the business he runs, we keep calling him by his name, but you know, go to Cobos.
Cobos Q. I always go up there, Atascocita. Whenever I'm in Atascocita, I stop by.
Stop it. Stop the lies.
Whenever I'm in Atascocita, I stop by.
He's just lying.
But I never have ever been to Atascocita. That's the problem. I've never toured. But that was before you were open. That was before you were open. You were just a glimmer in your dad's eye when I was going out there. Okay?
You can go
look at the. That's what I'm talking
the,
about.
The brisket dealers
that's
are here.
Man.
Look at that. Cobos. BBQ.com all for right. information.
Yeah.
Dude does it right.
Look at Lance is so happy. You make him so happy.
It's our stuff. By the way, he says it's our stuff, not your stuff.
Oh, no. Guess what I'm getting.
Said that. Yeah, Cobo said that.
That's what I'm coming in
That's
for
why
more.
All the food will sit and stay in here, so you can't even get any.
Here's your food.
Texans signed Lane Taylor.
Yeah, you keep talking about that. I'm going to eat.
Go get it. The Texans signed Lane Taylor. Packers O-lineman. We got to get Joel to give us a – I mean, he's been injured, but he apparently – hey, listen. As from what I remember James Campen when he was a Packer, when he was a player, he was a great guy. Locker room loved James Campen. I could certainly see him being that same kind of guy. I know the realtor that he worked with to buy his house here, and she said they were really nice family, very nice people. Lane Taylor came here, I would imagine, in large part because James Campen is here. Taylor is coming off an ACL, but it'll be good to go for training camp. Out of Oklahoma State, Dell.
One of your people.
2013. Yes. Oklahoma State. What? That's right.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, but he suffered an ACL injury in the season opener last year, so he didn't play. He started 45 games for the Packers. You know what? If he's healthy, he's obviously going to help that offense. You know what? The offensive line could be pretty good.
What are you
trying
to convince yourself of right now?
No. I'm saying, well, we'll see if Britt can still play. He didn't play last year. We'll see how much Taylor has left. He's been in the league for a while. He started a bunch of games. He was out last year with an ACL. We'll see. But Campen probably likes him. Probably likes him a lot.
It's great for Tyrod Taylor. I mean, guy coming off a punctured lung that he'll have a better offensive line in front of him.
Well, yeah. We just got to find him the right doctor that won't puncture his lung, right? So, you know what? I could certainly see this offensive line being pretty good. I could see Tyrod Taylor having some protection and being able to hit guys. I mean, Blue, listen, I'm going over five wins.
You said under just.
I know, but I'm
out of 17. Why do you? But you don't want them to go over.
But they're going to.
You don't know.
Yeah, I could certainly see somebody tweeted out today. So if the Texans start 7-0, let's say they start 7-0, and then Deshaun wants to come back, what do you do? First of all,
okay. Of all the miracles that could occur,
7-0. I'm thinking if they're 2-5, or it. God bless if they're 3-4 after 7 games. I mean, that's the high water mark, right?
But it doesn't help you, does it?
It doesn't matter if it helps you. I'm just talking about the reality of it.
Uh-huh.
I could certainly see them winning some games next year.
Well, it just all depends on how the schedule's set up, who they play, and when and stuff, and where. Right?
Yeah, I mean, Pep Hamilton. Lovie Smith.
They'll win some games.
Tim Kelly. I'm telling you, they will not. James Campen. They are not going to be horrific.
What do you mean in terms of win-loss?
They'll be a bottom 10 team.
Okay.
But they could win 6 games next year.
Go 6-11?
How about 7-10?
That's too many wins for their own well-being.
No, for their own well-being. I'm going to root against them like I'm rooting against the Rockets. Let's get that number one overall pick. You know, you still might find a quarterback with the third pick. And you know what? You might be better off not taking Sam Howell.
Yeah, I think the Sam Howell stuff will dissipate as the season goes on.
Rockets are going to be better off if they're not the number one pick.
I don't think you'll be forced to take Sam Howell like you might be forced to take Kate Cunningham.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think you will be either. Actually, I don't think when next year comes along, Sam Howell isn't going to be the number one quarterback.
I don't think so either.
No. He's not going to be the number one quarterback. It's not like Trevor Lawrence.
No, not at all.
He was anointed his freshman year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. With an offensive line that is clearly going to be better with additions and subtractions. Let's not forget, Nick Martin's gone. Right?
Yep.
But
there's a reason. Why was Justin Britt out of football? Just because he was beat up or he wasn't good enough? Why do we know? Do we remember why he wasn't playing last year?
No,
I know he had a tryout.
Did he sit? Did he opt out?
I don't think it was a COVID thing for Justin Britt.
I don't know. I can't answer that.
So I know we assume that he'll be better than Nick Martin, but I would like to dig into why Justin Britt just was had a year off at what 28 years old when he took it, or 29 when he took the year off. That's not. There will be some questions. I'm not even talking about the level of football. Was he just so beat up that he needed the year to get better? Because I know he had a trial for the Packers early, and then he had another trial for the Chiefs later. He had a trial for the Chiefs when they were having their injury issues in January. Didn't work out for him. And then he had a trial with the Packers early in the 2020 season. So he did try to play last year, it looks like.
And
he
just didn't
latch on anywhere.
Yeah. Well, the Texans could. He's going to be an upgrade. He's going to – I hate to say it about Nick Martin, but that was a dumb signing.
Yeah.
That's just enough. I mean, Kasera came in and went, oh, this is dumb. 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 Get out. Beat it. This is dumb. We got to upgrade here. We got to upgrade everything.
So Britt tore his ACL midway through the 2019 season. Maybe he just wasn't fully recovered and no team thought he was worth the risk. So maybe now he's fully healthy, and now he's back.
I just talked myself into 7 wins.
I heard you. I was like, did they give you a pizza?
No, I have not gotten one pizza from them.
Are you just talking reckless because you're hungry and you know the food's here?
Yeah, and there's food here.
Yeah.
There's food
That's why you're talking that way? Well, anytime you think food is on the way, you start talking about how the Texans are good?
I think Cobos can win. I think Raul and Cobos Q can win 7 games next year. Mm. Okay? Yeah.
That's still...
Yeah. No. I think they're going to be one of the... Cobos is going to be one of the best barbecues in the city next year.
They're already one of the best barbecues in the city.
I'm just saying. I'm talking about next year's team. Next year's barbecue team.
So he needs to wait till 2022 to become the next one of the best barbecue teams in the city?
Okay. All right. Voted next year. He will be voted, but it's going to be a lot of publicity on my part, so he better step up. That's all I'm saying. He better step up and bring some Dillas and some fries.
He doesn't do fries.
Well, he should start doing fries. That's all I'm saying. If he wants to be one of the best Qs, start doing fries.
Or he can
Every barbecue place has fries.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's really not true. That's not true at all. If he wants to set himself apart.
You mean besides making banh mi?
Yeah, right.
That's something other barbecue places
don't do.
No,
nobody does. No other barbecue does that.
What did he put? Pork butt banh mi?
Pork butt banh mi.
Yeah, no barbecue place does that but him.
No one knows what that is. No one's ever heard of that.
It was great, though.
Smoked pork belly is what it is.
Pork belly, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. I know my barbecue. And my french fries. That's all I'm
saying. Stop asking for french fries.
French fries. Did he just stop or not?
No, he didn't stop to get you french fries.
Look at those kicks. He's got some Adidas kicks that matches Astros jersey. Nice. Nice. You didn't get any Dilla on them, did you? No?
No.
Get some in here. Well, let's see. Get some Dillas in here.
They're over here.
Lance stole them, didn't he?
He put them in my room. He's all right here. Ass, Lance. I agree with that, actually.
All right. When we come back, news of the weird coming your way. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here. The weekend, we got Rockets basketball, we got Astros in Seattle. Anything else going on this weekend? Not really, huh? That's about it. So we'll get to all that on. We will get to all that on Monday, right here. Hope you all have a great weekend. I think it's going to be nice. You can play some golf, Dale. You going to play some golf this weekend?
No, maybe finish up a couple home improvement projects and then watch some spring games. Do a podcast on Monday, and that's it.
So two drunk friends. They're both French. Both in their 30s, watched a YouTube tutorial that offered bogus tips on how they could get bigger units. It said that they needed to inject themselves with anti-hematoma cream used to treat piles to boost their members. Instead of experimenting on themselves, they decided to inject each other. Dell, it didn't turn out all that well.
So you're telling me two guys use pretty much the internet to make a medical decision?
Yes.
And it didn't work out for them when they're injecting stuff into their junk?
Apparently, doctors who treated the unidentified pair revealed they suffered from progressive painful swelling of the unit during the night, went to the hospital the next morning. Both men complained it hurt when the medics touched their units to inspect the damage, and gruesome pictures published show that you shouldn't inject yourself with hematoma cream. The cream blocked lymph vessels in the unit, stopping the body from naturally clearing excess fluid and causing it to swell. Not the way you wanted it to swell, though.
No, I'm not looking to inject. The whole injecting something in that area is a no-go for me. Like, if they're like, hey, the COVID vaccine can only be injected, I guess I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm all in on the vaccine, but hey, it's best suited if we inject it here. Nope. I'm out.
Yep.
I'll just wear a mask for all eternity.
Dell, which are you on the side of? Selfies or belfies?
I don't know what a belfie is.
A belfie is a selfie of your bottom. You know, when she turns around and sends a picture of her from behind.
Okay.
Which do you prefer, selfie or belfie?
I know what your face looks like. That's how I'm going to answer that question.
And who cares? Anyway. So, apparently, you're not alone, Del. More than half of the respondents, 64%, have sent an online connection at least one belfie within the last 12 months. 36 claim they have never taken. 89% have sent an online connection at least one selfie within the last 12 months. 11 claim to have never taken them. But belfies improve their self-esteem, say 75%.
There is something to, particularly if you're putting in the work and you think and you think you're seeing progress, taking a picture of that part of your body. I shouldn't speak for women, but I assume that helps, particularly if you get a compliment. Now, it can go wrong. Those compliments can go wrong really quickly.
Yeah. So here's a question posed. This is the age-old question. Who burglarizes a home and steals the resident's used sex toys? The answer is Michael Holden.
Thank you.
He's 37, faces multiple charges in connection with a break-in last Tuesday. Just outside of Pittsburgh. He entered the 35-year-old victim's home after she had fallen asleep on her couch. Holden cops charged stole $700 in cash, various bank cards, and the woman's sex toys that were valued at $160. Do you think that's a little expensive for sex toys, Del?
If they're used, certainly.
Well, it's the price is the price, and then you use them. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, some.
How many of them were there?
Sure.
I mean, I hope there's more than. There's a few for $160. It seems like it's a little expensive.
You don't know the sex toy game.
I don't know the sex toy game.
$160 could be cheap depending on what you're buying.
Well, do you want to steal any woman's sex toys, Del?
No, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in stealing overall, but certainly not a woman's sex toys. Why would I deprive her of that? She's probably with Eric and needs it. Sure, she's with a guy like Eric Wong and needs the sex toys.
Because?
He got that weak D energy.
Wow. That Eric Wong just sitting there and all of a sudden he's blindsided.
Sorry, catch a stray.
Catches a fresh one.
Always. Always be on alert, Eric.
Iran apparently has censored a soccer match over 100 times. Do you know why?
Why, John?
There was a female referee.
I'm not. Sorry. What the?
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Iran does not joke around with that.
No. We ain't having no woman telling us what to do.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Because I imagine this woman is in a short sleeve shirt and shorts, you know, like refs wear when they're refereeing a soccer match. It was and no head covering. So every time.
Can't have that.
So every time she was on screen, they censored the match?
Yeah.
I thought they would just do what Japanese porn does, where they just censor the particular area. Like they could just censor her, and the rest of the match is fine.
Well, that may have been the case. Maybe they just, shadowed her out in some way.
Iran, you think? Look, okay, it's a sporting event, probably held in a different country, because I don't think they would allow a woman's ref in Iran. So they're like, nope.
Can you deny that you're a sexist country?
No, you cannot.
You can't.
And I don't think they do. They're like, these are our rules. Live with them or beat it.
Yeah. We don't care what you think.
They don't care.
I ain't taking no orders from no woman.
Golly. I imagine it's a match they broadcast. I don't know. It could have been an English match for all we know. And they're like, nah.
Yeah. It was Man U and Tottenham.
I think I saw that it was a big deal because it was the first time they might have had a woman as the main referee.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be some landmark event. And
so she was shown 100 times.
Yeah, because they were featuring this particular ref because it hadn't been done. And Iran was like, nah, we don't like landmarks here. We don't like landmark events here.
We ain't about that. A man claims that he took upskirt videos to test the quality of his phone camera.
That's a bad excuse. No. The answer is no.
Well, have you ever tested the quality of your phone camera?
Not like that.
Well, but listen, it is darker, so you got to see how.
I wouldn't know, John.
I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
I just asked a question.
I'm laughing. I went back and found an article about the story, the Iran censoring the Man U Tottenham match. They said, this is the first sentence. A television station controlled by the Islamic Republic of Iran censored over 100 broadcast shots of a female referee during the Sunday British soccer match between Man U and Tottenham, sparking criticism on social media because of the regime's sexism. Oh, this is your first thought that Iran had a sexist regime? This particular incident? Welcome to the world.
This
particular thing?
This is the last straw.
Iran's like, we've been doing this for years.
What are you talking
about?
What's
new?
Nothing new. This is what we do.
I'm surprised they actually had the match in their country. That's a bigger surprise.
Florida's new ban on transgender students in sports now, Dell, would allow schools to subject minors to genital inspections before competitions.
Oh, God.
So
please, Florida,
who's doing those genital inspections
of minors?
On the kids?
Florida, please, no.
Oh, my God.
Find a different way. If you have to check birth certificates.
That's a terrible way.
Since you're already, this law is something you guys really want to do, which we may have questions about, just check the birth certificate. You don't need to inspect genitals. There are other ways.
Yeah. Dale, I don't think you want to protest in Oklahoma.
Probably not.
Well, I'm just saying. Oklahoma legislature passes a bill protecting drivers who hit protesters.
Oh, I think you did mention this before.
I don't.
Maybe not in Oklahoma.
I think Oklahoma's a new one. Yeah, I just don't. I don't know that you should just be plowing over protesters. I don't know.
So as long as you see a protest and they're blocking your way, is that it? If they're blocking traffic, you can run into them?
Hey, get out the way.
That's what I'm
trying to drive here.
Look, I can see an accident taking place where you're not trying. You're just moving and. I don't know. There's always context and everything. But if you plow into a group of people and don't put your foot on the brakes, maybe we don't make a law to protect you for that.
Well, I mean, were they in the way? Were they in the road?
Likely they're in the road and in the way.
And what were they protesting again? I forget.
Something you probably don't care about.
I don't care about any. Truth be told.
I've noticed that about you.
I really don't.
Yeah, I know you don't.
There's a school that is saying it is not allowing kids to wear Jesus Loves Me mask.
Okay.
But BLM's fine.
That's going to piss some people
off. That's pissing.
That's going to piss some people off.
Especially down in the South.
Is it because it's a separation of church and state? You can't allow religion? Is that why?
Well, kids can wear something that says Jesus, can't they? It's not the school that's promoting it.
But can they do it in the school? That's what I don't know. It's all. Is that their reasoning about BLM?
Can't wear a cross then in a school? Or
I don't know. I don't know them rules. I haven't been in school in a long time.
Yeah. I don't know what it's about. I do know we're done. We do want to talk before we go about HRP. HRP.net. 281-880-6525. Those are my peeps over at HRP. I love what they do. Chris and Mike and Kevin and Chad and all of the guys over there. Here's what happens. You give them a call at 281-880-6525, or you go on the website, hrp.net. They will come to your office. They will ask you all the pertinent questions. They will take a look at your business. They will give you an estimate of what they can do for you. And everybody is different. This is not cookie cutter. Your business is not the same as our business. Your business has more, less, fewer employees. They have to do less. They have to do more, whatever the case may be. They will give you that estimate of what they can do for you. And then they will be awesome. You ask our Laura Beavers here. You give a call and you ask Laura Beavers about HRP, and she's going to tell you how wonderful they are, especially right now with tax time. They are taking care of our taxes, and they're doing it all. And the Affordable Care Act is kind of a big deal, people, and they're awesome at it. They know everything about it. Anytime you have a question, they've said it before. If you have a question, you're not even a client of theirs. Give them a call, 281-880-6525 or hrp.net.
ESPN 97.5.